Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you cheap fucks! It's me, Dr. Fuck, and with me is...
Oh, yeah!
The Rock and Metal Combat Podcast. You may not know who we are, but you know what? We raised a lot of fucking money for that fucking Rockin' Pod Expo, where none of you freeloader motherfuckers have given a penny for this amazing fucking podcast. And you know what? Fuck you guys. BJ is so pissed off. He said, fuck it, I can't stand these assholes. You guys take over and do the fucking show. Right, Ian?
That's right. This is what you fucking get. Can't pony up no goddamn money.
And I know your moms are really good looking, and they make a lot of money on Backpage escorts, okay?
But you know what? We felt bad for fucking BJ. He's like, look, I don't know what to do. I thought I had a good fucking audience. They haven't donated jack shit. Pony up, you motherfuckers.
We'll be right back.
Well, I warned you that Ralph and Ian would be back if you didn't go contribute to the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo GoFundMe. And we didn't really see very many contributions come out of that threat, so Ian and Ralph were back, and you're lucky they wanted to do an entire episode where they did a track-by-track review of Hang Tough by New Kids on the Block. So count your lucky stars that I didn't let them take over the entire episode. As for the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, I've already explained what it is a couple of times on the show. If you just Google Nashville Rock and Pod, all of the pages will come up. At the top of the list should be the GoFundMe page. If 200 of you out there listening just go chip in $5 a piece, that's $1,000. And that's all I was hoping to see happen, was something like that. Ian and Ralph, for example, they do the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. They've seen their fans come out of the woodwork to contribute, and they're bragging about it. They're trying to make me look bad. So if 200 of you flood the GoFundMe, it'll shut those fuckers up. So make sure, if you go contribute, that you say rock and or roll in the comments so that I can gloat to Ian and Ralph and show them that my fans of rock and or roll can contribute just as much as their fans. Because if you go look, Rock and Metal Combat has kicked everyone's ass in terms of their fans coming out and contributing to this great event that we're going to be holding in Nashville in August. If you could come join us in Nashville, go buy your tickets. They're $20, and you can come to the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo August 26th. It's a Saturday. It's going to be great. You'll get to see live episodes of the podcast, Decibel Geek, Pods and Sods, even Ian and Ralph, if you can stomach a live episode of Rock and Metal Combat. If they're not too drunk by that time, they're going to do a live episode. So please go chip in $5. If you like the show, if you're a regular listener of Rock and or Roll, just go chip in $5 and write Rock and or Roll in the comments and make me look good. So on this episode, I'm going to play some of my favorite power metal songs. If you're not aware of what power metal is, it's a huge genre, mainly in Europe, like everything else, hard rock and heavy metal these days. It's all in Europe because Americans, the average American likes complete fucking garbage music now, and they don't care about hard rock and heavy metal, and there's barely an audience for it left besides all of us diehards. But in Europe, it's still going strong. Power metal has a very identifiable sound. It's fast-paced and melodic with a bombastic chorus. That's pretty much what power metal is. It can pretty obviously be traced back to Iron Maiden, and then Helloween took things a step further, and it just grew from there. So Helloween are a German band. They formed in 1984, and on their first EP and their first full-length album, Walls of Jericho, the guitar player Kai Hansen was also the singer, but then they enlisted a vocalist named Michael Kiske, and they recorded two of the most important albums of the power metal genre, Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 1 and 2. We just heard Eagle Fly Free from Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 2, came out in 1988, and that song was practically a blueprint for what would come after as far as power metal goes. Michael Kiske left Helloween after 4 records and was replaced by a guy named Andy Darris, who had previously been in a band called Pink Cream 69. We'll be right back. So that was Andy Daris's previous band, Pink Cream 69. Let's hear a song by Helloween with Andy Daris. This is from a 2003 album called Rabbit Don't Come Easy. It's called Just a Little Sign. So Kai Hansen, the guitar player and original singer in Helloween, he left the band after those seminal Keeper of the Seven Keys records, and he started his own power metal band called Gamma Ray. Let's hear a song from album number 6 by Gamma Ray. The record was called Power Plant, came out in 1999. This is a song by Gamma Ray called Send Me a Sign. Dead Guy is another German power metal band. They formed in 1992 when all of the members were just 14 years old. And the name Dead Guy came from the nickname that they had given to their math teacher. Let's hear a song from Dead Guy's third album, Theater of Salvation. This is a song called Arrows Fly.
Smile.
Hammerfall are a Swedish power metal band formed in 1993. They released 10 albums. Let's hear a song from their third album, Renegade, from 2000. This is a song by Hammerfall called Living in Victory. Sonata Arctica are a power metal band from Finland. They formed in 1995, originally calling themselves, believe it or not, Tricky Beans. And members of the band have described that early sound, the Tricky Beans sound, as a mixture of Megadeth and Spin Doctors. That's a quote. They eventually changed their name to Sonata Arctica and went full-on power metal. The band has released 9 albums. Let's hear a song from their third album, Winter Hearts Guild. Came out in 2003. This is an amazing song, pretty much as good as power metal gets, in my opinion. Brilliant, brilliant song by Sonata Arctica called The Cage.
Oh,
up next is my favorite power metal song by a band called Dragon Force. They formed in London in 1999. Their first album, Valley of the Damned, came out in 2003. Their second album, Sonic Firestorm, is probably my favorite power metal album. Incredibly fast-paced and insanely melodic. Hear it for yourself. This is Dragon Force from Sonic Firestorm from 2004. A song called Fury of the Storm. Power Quest was formed in 2001 by keyboardist Steve Williams after he left a band called Dragonheart. That band, Dragonheart, later became Dragon Force. Power Quest have released 5 albums. Let's hear the title track from their second album from 2004. Brilliant song by Power Quest called Neverworld. Axon Star are a Swedish power metal band formed in 1998. They've released 6 albums. Let's hear a song from the 3rd record by Axon Star. Came out in 2005. It's called The Inquisition. This is a song called The Burning.
Thank you.
Blind Guardian are one of the most influential bands of this genre. Also from Germany, like Helloween, they formed as Lucifer's Heritage in 1984, the same year as Helloween, and they have released 10 albums. Let's hear a song from album number 8 by Blind Guardian from 2006. The record's called A Twist in the Myth, and this is a song called Turn the Page. Sentiment are another power metal band from Finland, like Sonata Arctica. They've released one album, came out in 2009. It's called From Here to Ever After. Let's hear a song from it. This is a song by Sentiment called Coming Home. Sabaton are a Swedish power metal band formed in 1999. They've released 8 albums. Let's hear a song from album number 6 from 2012. The album's called Carolus Rex. It's a concept album about the history of the Swedish Empire. This is a very cool song by Sabaton called Killing Ground. Neon Fly formed in London in 2007, and this is a more modern take, I guess, on power metal. They've released 2 albums. Let's hear a song from the first album from 2011. The album's called Outshine the Sun. This is a song by Neon Fly called Morning Star. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that power metal episode. Let me know. rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Always put up a complete list in order of the songs that I played for each episode or for most episodes. So go check out the blog. You can leave a comment there. Go leave me an iTunes review. Go join the Facebook page, the Rock and or Roll Facebook page, so you can keep tabs on the show and let me know what you thought of the power metal episode. I'm going to leave you with another song by Dragon Force from their third album, Inhuman Rampage, from 2006. They got a little bit of hype on this record, and they were on, what's that video game called, Guitar Hero. They had a song on that. I saw them on this tour. They came over to the States and toured for this record, so I got to see them live in Houston, actually. Anyways, this is a song from that record, third album by Dragon Force, Inhuman Rampage. Great song called Operation Ground and Pound. Till next time.
Now I'll be back.